What should I say? Bible thought. He didn't really know what to say, for they were all terribly afraid. Mark chapter 9, verse 6. Peter, James, and John had the ultimate mountaintop experience. Awesome, frightening, humbling, perhaps ego-boosting. After all, where were the other nine? Impetuous Peter, for once, was nearly struck dumb, but not quite. He began to ramble on and on. He didn't know what to say, but he felt the distinct need to say something. He wanted to put on a show, rather than just ponder the powerful event. So, as he voiced his plans to honor the great occasion by building three shrines, God's voice just pointed him to Jesus. "Listen to him," he said. "Good advice for me, too. As a lover of words, I seek to say the right thing. When a friend is suffering heartache, I want to find the words to heal. At the funeral home, I sometimes ache to say just the right words to comfort. In relationships, I need to verbalize my feelings. I am learning that what often is best are fewer words and more actions that point the hearer to the Lord. In my own mountaintop moments, I, like Peter, sometimes want to gush my feelings about the event. The moment I do, I have taken my eyes off him and turned them on me. Some things just need to be kept and pondered in the heart. Then, when the timing is right, those insights can be shared with more clarity, more of him and less of me. Dear God, may all my words serve to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Elaine McGuire, Lilburn, Georgia.